So you grew up here in Sioux City. Is there anything that you could trace back to here that inspired your career?
I liked to draw as a kid. I liked all kinds of drawings. I drew cartoon characters a lot. I think the first characters I drew that I remember were Mighty Mouse and Woody Woodpecker. And I became a Disney fan, and I saw all the Disney films at the Orpheum Theater, which showed movies when I was a kid, really a great old theater. And all the Disney films were always shown at the Orpheum because I think they were shown at the nicest theater, and they usually played 2 weeks, and I went to see them. But when I was 9 years old, I went to the Orpheum Theater and I saw Pinocchio. It was actually a reissue because Pinocchio was made before I was born. But for whatever reason, and maybe it was because I was nine, maybe that was the perfect age, but that film had kind of a huge impact on me. I just was kind of overwhelmed by that movie. I kind of became obsessed by that movie. I did drawings and drawings of the characters in that movie. And it was actually then after seeing that movie that I sort of felt like, this is what I want to do with my life. I would just love to be a part of something like that and do something that could affect others the way that film affected me. And from that point, I kind of set my sights on wanting to become an animator and wanting to work at Walt Disney Studios. And that was what I tried to do and eventually did.
What about Pinocchio do you think gave you that light bulb moment?
It's hard to say. It's a beautiful film. It's a very extravagant film. I think if you know the history of Disney, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was the first Disney animated feature and really the first feature of any kind. And it was called Disney's Follies when he was making it because a lot of people thought it was a crazy idea to try to do like an 85-minute animated movie. Animation worked well with short films and cartoons and Mickey Mouse cartoons, but a feature. But Disney proved them wrong, and Snow White was an incredible success. And I think Pinocchio was the next feature after Snow White. And I think Walt, just because of the kind of person he was, wanted to top Snow White in every way that he could. And just they put so much care into that movie and so much beauty. And just try, and the multiplane camera, which I didn't have any idea what that was, but it was a way they got all kinds of depth and perspective. So I think the beauty of the film itself was a big part of it, the characters, the story. But also I think the fact that I was 9 years old and I was at an age where something's going on maybe that wasn't going on quite as much, it just excited something. It stirred something that was strong. And I've talked, actually, interestingly, talking to other animators or animation people or people that have had success at Disney and at Pixar, that age is a lot of people say that it was around 9 or 10 that they saw a Disney movie that kind of really got them going. Not necessarily Pinocchio, although a lot of people love that movie, but other people, Dumbo or Jungle Book, or it can be whatever, but a lot of people describe that experience that they saw a Disney movie and that's when they decided that's what I want to do.
And now that you've been doing this for 45 years, what keeps you going?
Well, it's still fun. I'm still working. I'm still working at the studio. I enjoy it very much. The films I've directed, the films I've written and directed, I've co-written, co-directed with John Musker. We've been a directing team for years and years and years. He's actually retired just recently, and I'm still there and I'm still working. But I don't know. I'm looking to the future. But it's certainly a great field to be in, and I like stories. To me, that's the most fun part is the story and the characters, and then the storytelling, which is not exactly the same thing. There's sort of two parts. The two parts to what I do or what John and I do is, you've got to sort of try to come up with a good story and good characters, but then you've got to tell it well. I mean, and sometimes there can be a great story, and if it's not told well, it doesn't seem like a great story. And then a story that's not that great, no matter how well it's told, just isn't going to be as good. So the goal is to find a great story with great characters and tell it well.
And you look at more current Disney films like Moana and compare that to past films like The Little Mermaid and Aladdin, all of which you were a part of. How has the animation business changed since you entered the industry, and how have you had to adapt your skills to the changing environment?
Well, it's changed all along the way. Sometimes smaller changes, sometimes bigger changes. It changed when Walt Disney was running the studio. There were changes that happened along the way, too. But the essence, I mean, there's a part of it that always stays the same. It doesn't change, I think, that goes all the way back to Snow White. Why people thought the film maybe wouldn't work and why it actually did work is there again, talking about the story and characters and the sort of magic spell that you try to create. That's always the goal, where for an hour and a half, the audience sort of kind of forgets where they are and what they're looking at, and it almost becomes real. It's like casting a spell on the audience. And then when it's over, you kind of wake up and you feel like that was cool. With the new technology, I mean, we had some new developments. We could do things on Aladdin that we couldn't do before with some technological advancements. That was still a hand-drawn film. Nowadays, almost all the films, the Pixar films, the Disney films, as you say, are digital films. They are computer-animated films, I guess is what you would say. And some people might misinterpret that and think that means that they're animated by computers, which they're not. All the work is done by people. It's still creative people and artists and more technicians now, obviously, but not the computer. It's a tool that they use to create the art. The animators, whether they drew the characters or their digital animated models, their acting is still the key to that part of it. But there are all kinds of other areas. But we had on Moana, that was our first digital film. All the other films John and I have done have been hand-drawn. The previous one, Princess and the Frog, was the one we did before Moana, and that was hand-drawn. So we had to learn a whole new pipeline and a whole new process, and we had to take classes because the process itself, once you get beyond the story, actually working on the story and doing the storyboards and recording the actors and the songs, writing, that's all the same. That really isn't that different from The Little Mermaid, which we did working with Howard Ashman and Alan Menken on The Little Mermaid, working with Lin-Manuel Miranda and Opetai Fuai on Moana. I mean, that part's the same. But the part after that, how it gets from that to what people see on the screen, there's a lot involved with that, a lot of stuff we didn't know. And fortunately, there's a lot of really talented people at Disney. I'm not technical, and at this age, I'm 65. I don't think I'm likely to be real technical ever. But I didn't have to be. I mean, we didn't have to learn technical stuff, we just had to learn process stuff. So when we were looking at things and approving things, we could tell what we were looking at and what we were supposed to approve. That was one of the trickiest parts of the whole thing in digital animation. It's like you're looking at a scene and you say, that sky, is that the way the sky is going to look? And they'll say, no, forget about the sky. The sky is going to be replaced. That's not important. Okay, what about those trees then? Forget about the trees. The trees, that comes later. The trees, well, then I don't have to worry about the rock. No, the rock. That's the thing you're supposed to look at. The rock is the thing you're supposed to. It's complicated because you see things at different stages and they go back and forth. And it's much more complicated in that respect than a hand-drawn film. A hand-drawn film is much simpler. But still, like I say, the essence is not different.
On Thursday, you visited your alma mater, Bishop Heelan High School, and spoke with some art classes. What was it like being back there, and what's it been like for you being back in Sioux City?
Well, it's been a few years now since I've been back. I think it's been almost 15 years since the last time I was here. I don't know how the time got away that much, because I like Sioux City, and when I've come back, I've enjoyed that. Going back to Heelan was really great and kind of emotional, because not only did I go to Heelan High School for 4 years, but I lived about one block from Heelan High School when I grew up, and I went to Epiphany Grade School, which was just down the street, and the Cathedral of the Epiphany was the church that I went to, and I did have a tour of Old Heelan, which I guess was Heelan until like about a year and a half ago, and then New Heelan. I got to tour the New Heelan High School, which is beautiful and gorgeous. They did a beautiful job with that. And I got to meet a lot of students. I went to several classes. I went to a video class, an art class. I also went to a preschool class because they have preschool classes in the building. The funny thing was, when I was with the preschoolers, I was in the same room because this was kind of part of Old Helen in the CYO complex. I was in the same room where I took art classes for 4 years under Sister Lourdes, and it was fun. That was kind of a highlight. All the little kids, they all sang How Far I'll Go, and I drew Pua and Hey Hey, and that was fun. But it was great to go back, and I did an assembly then in the afternoon. I did an assembly for the whole class and showed them some clips and things and talked about the time at Disney, and spent the whole day there. And it was a really fun day, and coming back to Sioux City, it's changed a lot, more so I think than other times I've come back. It seems like there are more changes, but the people seem basically the same. People seem really, really nice, and it's really fun to come back.
So how will you use the success that you found in this industry with films like Moana, Aladdin, The Little Mermaid to inspire other Iowans?
Well, I hope they do. I think the one thing you could take from that is I think sometimes, and like me growing up in Iowa, you feel far away from places sometimes like Hollywood or New York, where so much of the entertainment industry is based. And yet there are certainly a lot of Midwesterners who have relocated to Hollywood and New York and places like that, or big cities, and have been very successful. Sometimes I think, and maybe this is biased, but sometimes you may have a little edge because you just have possibly to work a little harder and maybe be a little more ambitious, have a little more drive to sort of get to that place. Whereas sometimes maybe people who live in those cities may take it a little for granted, because they just do feel closer to it. And I never really traveled as a kid. I visited New York when I was 18 years old because I considered going to the School of Visual Arts in New York, which I did not do. I kind of just backed out of that. I loved New York, and it was sort of culture shock. It was unbelievable to me. But I just felt I wasn't ready to live there. And L.A. was a little easier for me than probably New York would have been. But I would say for anybody who wants to do things like that, that it certainly is possible, and it's not easy. You've got to work hard, and it's good to be focused, but there are opportunities. And I was inspired by, as I say, Pinocchio. And there are many people now, at the staff at Disney right now, Disney Animation, is predominantly young people, I would say. I'm one of the oldest people there. Almost everybody there, with a few exceptions, is younger than I am. And still a lot of the staff are in their 20s or early 30s. And a lot of the young people sort of got inspired by sometimes The Little Mermaid or Aladdin. So it's kind of a cycle that kind of continues, and that's really cool. And that's kind of how it works. So I guess if you see a movie and you feel like, I want to do that, that's what I really want to do, you shouldn't feel like that's impossible. You should pursue it. And there are a lot of ways to pursue it, a lot of ways to see your dreams come true if you work hard enough and really want to make it happen.
Ron Clements, Disney animator and screenwriter, thank you very much.
Thank you. This was fun. Thanks.